after you benched, it looked like you were walking down the sideline all upset. Was it, did it feel different this time than against the Jets?
A little frustrating. You know, I felt as if, as an offense, we were playing pretty well in the first half there. Obviously, end in a tough turnover and start the second half with a tough turnover. But as an offense, I felt like we were still heading in the right direction and winning a football game. And when an adjustment like that is made, of course, I'm going to be frustrated.
How are you going to develop if you're going to be yanked back and forth?
You know, you continue to take each rep and for what it is, and make sure that any time you get an opportunity to step in there that you're learning as much as you can, because you know, in the position that we're in right now, you never know how many reps you're going to get.
What did you see on the two interceptions?
You know, a high ball to Higgins on the outcut. You know, ball got away from me there, and then safety made a really good play falling off of the underneath guy to make the pick on the you know, naked to the right. I'm not here to talk about my personal life right now. Good?
Well, I'm gonna we're Channel 19, so I'm going to follow up with it. Somebody sent me some video. So does it show a lack of – you're a rookie. You're trying to learn the playbook. You're trying to win a game.
I'm not here to talk about my personal life right now.
That doesn't show a lack of commitment to learning the job?
Absolutely not. You know, I was out and – was at the facility the next day, you know, get preparing for a game, was preparing for the game right before that. So, once again, I'm not here to talk about my personal life.
Deshaun, what emotions do you have when you see Joe Thomas, who's played every snap for 10, going on 11 full seasons here?
Yeah, it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking, you know, a guy who has done everything right consistently for years and years and years. And to see him, you know, go down like that, it hurts. He is the you know, the cornerstone of this organization and of this team. And, you know, we're going to continue to rely on him to be a leader for us. But most importantly, we're going to do whatever we can as an organization and as his teammates to you know, help him as he continues to develop and gets back out there.
So I think you completed your first six passes. Was there an emphasis to throw more underneath this game than in the past?
As always, you know, we're just trying to find completions, trying to find positive plays, and we're able to do that in the first quarter there. And it kind of, we kind of showed a glimpse of what this offense can do when you're continuing to string together positive plays.
Deshaun Hughes, when asked who's playing quarterback next game, he said, "Who knows? This may go on all year like this," meaning guy in and a guy out. Your reaction to that?
You can only control what you can control. I just look forward to, you know, learning from this and being ready whenever my number's called.